From Washington, this is VOA News. Concessions offered to Ukraine pro-Russian protesters and multiple deaths in Taliban infighting reported. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Ukraine's acting Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk has offered concessions to regional leaders and pro-Russian protesters after Kyiv's deadline passed for separatists to vacate state buildings they had seized.
I do believe that we need to tackle this problem only in a peaceful manner. But we've made an offer. They are to leave the premise of the state administration, to be disarmed, and we as a state of Ukraine can guarantee them that they won't be detained or arrested. But it's up to them to decide.
Yatsenyuk and other top Ukrainian government officials met Friday in the city of Donetsk with eastern Ukrainian governors and mayors. At least 19 militants have been reported killed in two separate incidents in Pakistan's restive tribal areas Friday. Local security officials announced the latest clashes in almost a week of infighting between rival Taliban factions. The clashes, the result of power struggles in the militant group, came at a time when the government is trying to negotiate a peace deal with the Pakistani Taliban. The violence likely will complicate those efforts. Speaking to VOA Diwa Radio, retired Brigadier Syed Mohammed Khan says one of the reasons for the infighting is the difference of opinion among the Taliban ranks whether to hold talks with the government. More details on this story at voanews.com. Australian authorities say they are confident that underwater signals detected in the search for the missing Malaysian jetliner are from the airplane's black box recorders. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott addressed reporters in Shanghai Friday. He said that search crews looking for the plane have narrowed down that patch of Indian Ocean where they are searching for the sounds. But he added the search for the airplane is not close to over.
But confidence in the approximate position of the black box is not the same as recovering wreckage from almost 4.5 kilometres beneath the sea, or finally determining all that happened on that flight.
Pings consistent with a flight data recorder have been detected by an Australian ship that is using a U.S. naval device to detect black boxes. Time is running out for the authorities to locate the origin of the signals, since the batteries on the black box's locator beacon are set to run out after about 30 days. Testimony in the Oster Pistorius trial has wrapped up for the week, with the South African runner fending off more claims that he intentionally shot his girlfriend. Pistorius spent his fifth day on the witness stand, being cross-examined by prosecutor Jerry Nell. He was badgered by the prosecution for failing to remember some details of the events the night of the killing.
Are you getting emotional?
Yes, I'm very emotional, my lady.
Why?
Because it's a difficult time for me to remember.
But why would this question make you emotional?
Because this is a night I lost the person that I cared about. I don't know how people don't understand that.
Prosecutor questioned Pistorius' reasons for firing through a locked bathroom door at his Pretoria home. Pistorius insists he thought he was shooting at a nighttime intruder when he fired through the door, killing his girlfriend, model Reva Steenkamp. The White House says it has informed the United Nations and Iran that the United States will not issue a visa to the man Iran wants to become its new UN ambassador. American officials oppose the selection of Hamid Abu Talebi because of his alleged involvement in the 1979 seizure of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. Abu Talebi says his involvement was limited to translation and negotiation. White House spokesman Jake Carney said Friday the U.S. has made its position on Abu Talebi clear to Iranian officials.
We have obviously expressed our views directly to the Iranians as well as to the United Nations. There's been a fair amount of reporting on this nominee or this selection.
New research suggests that global poverty figures, which the World Bank defines as people living on less than $1.25 a day, could be underestimated by up to one-third. The World Bank figures are widely used and play a significant role in global strategies to reduce poverty, but critics argue the dollar-a-day poverty standard is too arbitrary and does not take into account many basic human needs. Researchers at the University of Bristol looked at shelter, sanitation, water, nutrition, health, and education for those living on the Pacific island state of Vanuatu, which is largely rural. They call the poverty standard rosy in light of what they found. More details on these and other stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News in Washington.